Welcome back for Hero of the Week. This is Matt Wyatt with Crawford Broadcasting. We'll journey to Afghanistan again and speak with Sergeant Jason Newth of the United States Marine Corps. Sergeant Newth, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, sir.
Sergeant, you're with the intelligence side of the Marines. Give us an idea of what you do and how it affects the war effort over there.
For what I do, I take everything that comes in via all our different data sources, take that, collaborate everything, and then provide that information out to either the companies or to the commander to better provide a picture of what's going on in the battle space.
Now, are you going out on the battlefield to collect some of this, what you call data, Sergeant, or are you taking this from people who are out there on the battlefield as well as other sources?
I am not going out myself. I'm taking it from all our different companies that do have patrols going out. Once they come back, they'll either provide it to us or we'll receive it through other means, and then we take that and fuse it all together.
Now, without compromising security, are you also using some high technology, something like a satellite, perhaps, to gather some of this data?
Just all the different means. Mostly the guys out on the ground provide us the best stuff, though.
Okay, all right. So you're taking that, going through, sifting it through, and then making it a much more readable and compact form so that the commanders, the men on the front lines, know how to deal with what they run into?
Yes, sir, that is correct.
What's the toughest part of what you do as far as intelligence is concerned?
It's kind of a tough question. There's not really a toughest part of it, just kind of time-consuming, just trying to get through all that different data and make sure that you're providing the correct picture.
Okay, so the challenge is to look at everything that you have and collate it into a form that the commanders on the front lines will understand and be able to apply to their circumstances?
Yes, sir.
And do you enjoy what you do, Sergeant Newth?
Yes, sir. Everything I've done so far has been fun. Just going from here a couple times and all the things that I do back stateside as well, sir.
And aside from your duties, what's the toughest part of being stationed there in Afghanistan?
Toughest part, I would say, would just be the different time zones, going from here to back home with family. Just for instance, myself from the East Coast, about a 12-hour difference, so what is normally daytime here would be nighttime back home, sir.
Yeah, and I understand it's evening over there now as I speak to you in the morning back here in the States. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And speaking of family, is there any family back home you'd like to send a greeting to?
I've been in constant communication, so if they're listening, I'd like to say hi to everyone. Still doing well. That's pretty much it.
And where's home for you, Sergeant Newth?
Ohio, Toledo area.
And how did you decide on the Marines as a service you wanted to join?
For that part, just went in, going through all the different branches. Marines just kind of stood out. A couple of my cousins have also joined as well, so wanted to kind of follow in their footsteps as well.
And how do you feel, Sergeant Newth, about serving America as a United States Marine?
Just doing my part, giving back what was provided for before I joined this service as well.
Sergeant Jason Newth of the United States Marine Corps, I'd like to thank you again for giving up some of your evening to talk with I and my listeners. All of us say God bless you. And extend our thanks, too, for your service for this nation. We honor you, Sergeant Newth, as our Hero of the Week.
Thank you very much, sir. Yeah, have a nice night now, or day.
Thanks, Sergeant Newth. I appreciate that. God bless you. Come home soon and safe, okay?
Thank you very much, sir. You have a nice day now.
Thanks again. Bye now.